This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. You are, as always, welcome to dial in, take control. Also, you can interact with us online. Go to freetalklive.com and our other listeners, actually. There are a lot of different ways to do so. We, of course, have the chat room and the bulletin board system. But the main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content. When you go to freetalklive.com and you look at the main column of content there, that's all been created by listeners like you. And it's thanks to listeners like you that we have content on our site, period. If it weren't for listeners like you, there'd be nothing there. So thanks to everybody who has submitted something to freetalklive.com. Thanks to those who continue. And thanks to you if you're going to start, because it's a great way to get your ideas into the mix of the community of listeners that we have. You're surfing around the web. You see something you think's pretty interesting. You want to share it with our listeners. You submit it to the website via the submit show prep link, or use our bookmarklet, which makes it even easier. And then it pops up on the site. Other listeners then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and then the most liked will make it to the front page of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and to talk about it here. Now, Mark, how did you find the story you're doing here tonight? I didn't spot it on the front page of freetalklive.com. You're sharing with us a lengthy piece about Pakistan and the people and what things are like, what it's like to be there on the ground.
I think this one was emailed to me.
Okay. Where's it from?
It's from JohanHarry.com.
Okay.
H-A-R-I. So he's going on. He's talking about...
He started out talking about the drones that are just murdering people from, you know, being driven by a distance, from a distance by these, you know, people sitting behind computer screens, basically.
So the press releases, uncritically repeated by the press after a bombing, always brag about senior Al-Qaeda commanders killed. But some people within the CIA admit how arbitrary their choice of targets is. One of their senior figures told the New Yorker, "Sometimes you're dealing with tribal chiefs. Often they say an enemy of theirs is Al-Qaeda because they want to get rid of somebody, or they made some crap up because they wanted to prove that they were valuable so they could make some money from the U.S. government." Indeed, Robert Baer, a former senior figure at the CIA, says the agency now prefers to kill a suspect rather than capture them and assess their guilt or find out what they know. Targeted killings are easier for the CIA or for the military to deal with than taking someone prisoner, he explains. No one really
deal with all those rules.
Yeah, no one ever really questions a killing, but when you have to take someone prisoner, then you're responsible for the person, and then the headaches come.
Wow.
We have a logic which leads to more and more targeted killings.
Al-Qaeda, ooh. Hey, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but Al-Qaeda was originally made up by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
It's the name of the database that they used to store the names of the Mujahideen fighters that they supported during the war in Afghanistan against the Russians in the 80s.
They armed them.
Yes, they did. They armed them and trained them to kill. And what's really interesting about this is in Arabic slang, Al-Qaeda means the base or the toilet. And why would somebody call themselves the toilet?
That makes sense.
It doesn't make much sense. You know, and it's absolutely true that the CIA created Al-Qaeda. But, you know, by their own assessment, there are dozens. That's in the entire country of Afghanistan, dozens of Al-Qaeda members. They've left. Why in the world would they fight there? There are hundreds of Taliban, but you're still only talking 1,500 people at the outside of the CIA's own estimate. You're telling me that we've got the largest military force that we've got fielded someplace in order to deal with dozens of Al-Qaeda and hundreds of Taliban? That's what you need, the world's largest military for, to deal with dozens of guys and hundreds of guys?
Well, of course you do. You need to send contracts to the U.S. military suppliers, and you can't just have a mercenary team going out there. That's cheap. You got to send the hundreds of thousands of people. Then you've got to really get some boots and some, you know, canteens.
Oh, and the computers.
MREs.
And have you heard all those stories about them getting these huge shipments of computers or cars or trucks, and they're the wrong ones, and rather than getting parts or whatever, they just take them out in the desert and blow them up and burn them?
Sure, yeah. We actually had a guy call in years ago, one of the most memorable stories about military, just amazing inside waste stuff that goes on. He was working on a naval ship, and what they would do is that every year they would get a certain budget to replace things. So they would just literally just chuck tools and stuff like that off the side of whatever ship they were on. They just chuck stuff into the water so they could have more next year, so they could buy new things.
Insane.
It is insane. It is insane. These companies that are teamed up with the military industrial complex, they benefit from all this, and there's no end to it because the U.S. Government is just printing out the money that they're spending. It's not like even if you stopped paying taxes, which I highly recommend you do, I have stopped. Even if you stop paying taxes, they can keep funding themselves. Even if everybody who paid taxes stopped paying them, of course, then we'd have a real paradigm shift and government wouldn't be necessary anymore. But theoretically, they could continue printing money. As long as Americans use the money they print, they will continue to have it stolen from them because of the fact of inflation. Inflation is not, by the way, an increase in prices. That's a symptom of inflation. Mm-hmm. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. So they're not funding the military out of taxation as much as far as the taxation you're used to, like income taxes. They're funding a lot of it out of just simply adding to the money supply, printing up the money, then spending it with the military-industrial complex. That filters down into their paychecks, filters down to the rest of the economy, and then prices rise, typically as a result of that, because there's more dollars chasing fewer goods.
I believe it was the Grace Commission back in the 80s that actually determined that not one penny of income tax goes to run the government. It all goes to interest on the national debt.
From the income tax, yeah.
Yes.
I've heard about that. So, Mark, continue with the story from Pakistan.
So think about that sentence. No one ever really questions a killing. How do we know who they're slaughtering? Just look at how good
you
the
don't.
CIA were at silencing people put into a Guantanamo. Almost all had to be released after being Kafka'd because they were demonstrably innocent. Including senile old men and children. True, the program has certainly extrajudicially killed some real jihadists, but the evidence suggests that it's creating far more jihadists than it kills, and it's making an attack on you or me more likely with each and every bomb. Drone technology is relatively new. It was pioneered in the 1980s in the right-wing American defense contractor James Neal Blue, who wanted to use it against democratically elected government of Nicaragua, as was then developed by the Israelis. Now they routinely use remote-controlled robot aircraft to bomb the Gaza Strip. I've been in Gaza during some of these attacks. These people that were there were terrified and radicalized. A young woman I know who had been averse to political violence and an advocate of peaceful protests saw a drone blow up a car full of people, and she started supporting Islamic Jihad and crying for the worst possible revenge against Israel. Mm. Robot drones have successfully bombed much of Gaza, from secular Fatah to Islamist Hamas to fanatical Jihad. I just want to ask you this real quick. If you are part of the military-industrial complex, and I know that's just a big term that people toss around, if you're a guy whose job is dependent, one of the upper guys whose jobs are dependent, not somebody who just puts together bombs, but somebody who sells them and makes more money for every bomb they sell, do you want, and those bombs are only sold to the United States, and you can only sell them there, and they're a good customer because they have the world's largest military, do you want more war or less war?
More.
Probably more.
Yeah, if you make bombs that go kaboom and blow people up, you want more war. If you make drones, you want more war. So obviously you're going to come up with something that's going to stir up more war.
Yep.
And you're going to buy politicians and have them in your back pocket, too.
And there's many of them. You can tell them they're all over the TV every
Absolutely.
Night.
Tell me which party's the war party now.
Both.
Both.
Is the same thing happening in Pakistan? David Kilcuckin is a counterinsurgency expert who worked for the General Petraeus in Iraq and now advises the State Department. He's shown 2% of the people killed by the robot planes in Pakistan are jihadists.
Wow.
The remaining 98% are as innocent as the victims of 9/11. That's the highest number I've heard, but I've heard numbers like 75, 90%.
I don't care if it's 99%.
Nobody says only half of the people that are killed by these drones are innocent. Nobody says that, which means that more than half of them are.
Toll-free number.
That's a lot of collateral damage.
800-259-9231. I don't accept any collateral damage. I don't accept the idea of invading other people's land in the first place. Leave people alone. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That is if you want to be left alone. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. you rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so head on over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system. You can interact with other listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI is the company for you. They handle all kinds of accounts receivable. You didn't get into business in order to handle accounts receivable, collect bills, and all that other stuff. You got into your business to do whatever your business was. SACL CAI, they can handle it for you. They can handle it with respect. They won't chase your customers off or treat them like crap. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. Mark, you're sharing a story about Pakistan and what it's like living there and going through the hell that those people are going through as a result of what the people calling themselves the U.S. military are doing.
Professor Juan Cole puts it more bluntly. When you bomb people and kill their family, friends, and neighbors, it just pisses them off. You probably even form lifelong grudges when you find their mother and children in thousands of bloody pieces in their former home. This isn't rocket science. If they were not sympathetic to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda before, after you bomb the crap out of them, they will be.
Yep.
I'd like to tell you about...
That's all there is to it.
One of the most rational and kind individuals I've met in my life was a man that I called Mr. H while I was in prison. I won't tell you his last name, but I'm sure he's passed away at this point. He was 70 at the time. Rational as you could be, just a very kind guy. He would bring you, little pieces of candy for people. Very nice guy. He hated Japanese people. The reason he hated Japanese people was because he was in World War II, and he saw horrible, horrifying things in war. There was a Japanese guy in prison who, this was the only one that was the whole time I was there, in a decade, came up, wanted to be part of the canteen, seemed like a nice guy. Mr. H just flat out told him no. You're not welcome here. He didn't want to work with a Japanese guy. Had no interest. This is what happens when these hates are created. And, they're very difficult to tear apart. The polling from Pakistan shows that a desire to strike back against the U.S. increases after every drone attack. The floods were seen as a great opportunity to ramp up the attacks. That translates into young men volunteering for jihad. That's why all the people who have been captured or defected from Osama bin Laden's circle, from his bodyguard to his son, say the same. He's delighted, Osama bin Laden says. He's delighted when Western governments fight back by recklessly killing Muslims. It vindicates his story that the West is evil and sends waves of recruits his way.
Sure enough.
Of course, jihadism is not motivated solely by attacks against Muslim countries by the West. Some of it is motivated by a theocratic desire to control and tyrannize over other humans in the most depraved ways, to punish women who wish to see the sun or in their hair, or novelists who want to write freely. Yet it is a provable fact that violence against Muslims tips many more people into retaliatory jihad against us. Even the 2004 report commissioned by the notorious tongue-in-cheek here, said that American direct intervention in the Muslim world was the primary reason for jihadism. This is the government's own study. A good example of this is Faisal Shehzad, the 31-year-old Pakistani-American who tried to plant a bomb in Times Square in May. A police survey of his emails over the past 10 years found that he was obsessed with U.S. attacks on Muslims and insistently asked, "Can you tell me a way to save the oppressed and a way to fight back when rockets are fired at us and Muslim blood flows?" The Pakistan drone attacks on the part of the world he came from were the final spur for him. When he was arrested, he asked the police, "How would you feel if people attacked the United States? You are attacking sovereign Pakistan." At his trial, he was asked how he could possibly justify planting a bomb that would have killed children. He said, "When the drones hit, they don't see children. They don't see anybody. They kill women, children. They kill everybody. I'm part of the answer. I'm avenging the attack." Now, this is a sick guy, but he's just as sick as the average American that says that we need to go over there and kill Muslims because of 9/11.
Well,
they don't know why. They just know that they're mad about
9/11. They've heard it on TV so many times. They hate us for our freedoms.
But doesn't violence solve violence? Can't we create peace by using violence?
I think you can kill your way out of Islamic jihad by killing all 1.3 billion Muslims on the planet. So let's just start the slaughter chambers now. Forget this targeted drone attack stuff, because when you do it, you just create more terrorists. What you need to do, if that's what you want to do, is you need to start slaughtering men, women, and children. Kill them all. Kill them wholesale. Slaughter a billion of them.
That won't create peace, Mark. I'm sorry. That will not create peace.
So there'll be a new enemy.
Right. There's no way to accomplish peace through
violence. I'm just showing the absolute insanity of the position.
The only way to create peace through violence would be to exterminate the entire human race with nuclear weapons.
After you kill all the Muslims, there's going to be people that are mad that you killed all the Muslims, and they're going to try to kill you because they're going to think you're nuts for killing a billion people.
To the phones, to the fun, let's talk to James, listening to WBHP in Decatur, Alabama. Hello, James. James, listening to WBHP, you're on Free Talk Live. Going once. James, going twice. 800-259-9231 to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I think Faisal Shahzad, I don't think he was crazy. I don't think he was nuts.
Who is this again, the guy in Times Square?
Yeah.
The one that just got sentenced. I guess we did justice by throwing him in jail for the rest.
Well, the crazy thing is, the crazy part of what he did is he killed tried to kill innocent people, excuse me. The crazy part is believing that violence is going to solve the problem. I understand the frustration. I've been there. I've been angry. I've considered violence, and I've rejected it. And it's crazy to embrace it.
Well, what does one do when one feels impotent against a power that seems like so huge?
It's a tough question.
One does what Faisal Sajjad.
I moved to New Hampshire.
One throws a shoe at the president. One takes jets and smashes them into buildings.
Yep, it's frustrating. You know, it's absolutely frustrating. I don't blame them
for being frustrated, and I don't blame them for being angry. I've been there.
I don't blame Americans for being angry about the 9/11 attacks either. I was angry. I still am angry that people did it. But the idea, the simplistic idea that you can attack somebody who's from that nation that did, you know, that the same criminals that did whatever they did to you are from, is just simple-minded. It's not going to fix the problem. It's only going to make it worse.
David, any other thoughts?
It's going to make, you know. Well, they just do what they can do, you know. As you guys said.
I understand why they do it. I do. I do. I mean,
when it feels like there's no hope.
The only solution is to lay down their for people to lay down their weapons and say, "Hey, I love you." And that's all that's going to do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Thanks, David, for the call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
If I don't love you, I'm at least going to try to pretend like I do until I can work my way to it.
I just saw David tonight at the Candlelight Vigil, the LGBT Candlelight Vigil, and how would things go if gay people were attacking back, if they were killing the people that were attacking them?
It would create
more violence and more anger and more hatred. I agree completely, Mark. Love is the solution, and it's tough to love sometimes.
The winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf caps, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned rained up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the Aqua Rain. Owning an Aqua Rain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our various features. If you've got a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com. And you can get quick access to things like our web streams, our webcam. You can get our podcast real quick and easy over at m.freetalklive.com. That's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And to the phones and the fun we go. Chuck in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chuck.
Hey there, guys. There's another way to make the Muslims stop hating us and killing us, and that is if we were to remove our troops from all Islamic nations, plus all the other nations in the world that we've got troops, bring them home, release about all of them except those that were necessary for a vigorous defense, and now the American troops would be spending their money in the United States. This would cause a jump in the retail market, which would stimulate the economy like something you've never seen, and the standard of living, the disparity in the standard of living between what we have in this country and what they have all over the world, no ten-horn dictator in the world could keep their people in burqas and keep them in this ninth-century religion that... They are all imprisoned.
Chuck, I agree with the theme of what you're saying. There's some minor details I might quibble over. I agree with you that the U.S. military people should be brought home first and foremost. That makes sense. That ends the conflict.
That'd be a big, huge step in the right direction.
A nice apology might be nice, too.
Schoolyard bully.
Yep. A nice apology might be nice, too.
Oh, yes. That's
But I don't think that they should be kept
apologies
around.
Apologies go a long way.
Yeah. Look, you know, Americans, have the government people apologize to these folks. Look, we were wrong for what we've done in the past, and we're not going to do it anymore. But ideally, the federal government should be abolished entirely. The U.S. military be completely dismantled.
I understand what you're talking about, but I don't think the American people are ready for that.
No,
right
they're
now.
Not
I
ready
do
for
believe,
it.
No, I do believe that man is continuing to evolve.
Yep.
You know, psychologically, and maybe in another 100, 150 years, we will be ready for total self-government. But I wouldn't put that as part of my plan today.
I see where you're coming
from. Right, you need to take steps. I absolutely agree with you that's the right thing that needs to be done.
I get all my marching orders from the Declaration of Independence.
You know,
the Declaration of Independence defines the federal government. If we were to use it as the mission statement for our federal government.
So let's quibble about whether or not we have a standing military or not. Many of the founding fathers thought that the best protection was a militia versus a standing military. What's your response to that?
Well, the Declaration of Independence says that the government governments are created by man, and the governments derive their power from the consent from the governed. All right, since the governed have the right to defend themselves, it is perfectly acceptable for a national government to create a defensive, I'm going to say it again, a defensive, whatever the people feel is necessary.
But what if I don't like that? But what if I don't like what they've done? What if I don't want to support their little defensive force? What will they do to me? Then they're not protecting me, are they? Then they're going to hurt me.
Well,
see, at least with the militia solution,
about,
at least
you're talking about anarchy. There,
such a nasty word. No, I'm talking about freedom. I'm talking about the marketplace providing protection services. I'm talking about people that would be out there competing in the marketplace to make people feel safe, rather than this one-size-fits-all government monopoly, this bureaucracy.
Of course, that's ideal. But if you will look over the history of man, there have been three attitudes toward rights. The first attitude toward rights was might makes right, and it was perfectly acceptable and important. It was a necessary step in our evolution. The next step in the evolutionary change was the divine right of kings. That is where I'm not here because I'm strong. I'm here because God put me here, and God wants you to do what I tell you. And then the third stage was unalienable rights, and that is what we got in 1776.
Well, those words are not what we got. If we had unalienable rights, then they would be unalienable, and clearly they are alienable because they're being alienated all over the place.
Yeah.
At an increasing rate.
But I agree with you. I think you're right about your statement about kind of the progression of things, and indeed, things need to progress beyond that. It's time that humans, and I agree with you that most people are not ready for this, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it. It doesn't mean we shouldn't put the ideas out there.
But I don't know that I would waste time doing what you're doing, and that is you use the word quibble, you know, over...
I don't think it's a quibble. I mean,
If you owned a home and your next-door neighbor was aggressive to you, you would take some defensive steps to make sure that he's not going to harm you. Well, the same thing would be true in the neighbors of the nation, the nation neighbors. If we felt like a nation neighbor was a threat to us, we would increase our defensive military thing.
Well, tell me something about this. How has Switzerland been so successful remaining a republic and having not even Hitler invade them? It's because they didn't have a standing army. They were the army. They had a rifle in every home, still do, and other countries don't attack them because of the defensive measures. Now, there's a big difference between defense and offense, and the problem is our military is used offensively under the guise of being defensive.
Well, if you will take our first venture into being the bullies of the world, it was the Spanish-American War. There was no need for a Spanish-American War. Roosevelt just wanted to test his new modern navy. So they made up this story about Spain, what's the word, terrorizing, not terrorizing, but exploiting their citizens in Cuba and the Philippines and all over. And the wonderful Americans, we're going to liberate those people. So we killed about, I don't even know how many people died in the Spanish-American War, but it was totally unnecessary. Any nation that sees that action, they begin to say, we need to increase our defensiveness against this aggressor who just decides out of the clear blue sky that he's going to, you know, attack Spain and have a war. How long? It didn't even last 11 months. And I think, you know, the nations of the world saw that. They saw America for what it was, an aggressor nation. And,
you know, the fact is that America has gone in waves. And I agree with you that the Spanish-American War is a big mess. But I could pretty much put a hole in every war since the Revolutionary one, including the War of 1812.
Yeah.
I can go in, which really was just an extension of the Revolutionary War. I can go and point how America was aggressive in those wars, too. And, you know, my question is this. I understand where you're coming from, and I pretty much agree. I'll go ahead and take your foreign policy plan. It's fine by me. However, what concerns me is that the United States, with a standing military, has shown that it's a guy with a hammer looking for a nail.
Right. I just thought of that myself. When the only tool that you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
And they find a lot of gosh darn nails,
don't they? Thanks, Chuck, for the call. I really appreciate your thoughts.
Agree.
Thank you. And Chuck, I appreciate your call tonight at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Ooh. There goes Chuck. So more coming up here, Mark. How much more of this is there? Because I think we're running short on time.
Well, I'll just read it until we... Not much more. Okay, so Johan Harry goes on. When I interviewed former jihadists in Britain, they said all the same. One of them, Havad Masia, summarized their view by asking, what are we meant to do? Just stand and let them cut our throats in regards to the United States military and their actions in the Middle East?
Indeed. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, even in the remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in the remaining moments. There may be enough time for you at 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there completely free. A bunch of them were brought to you by two very important sponsors, memory dealers out there offering the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're bringing you the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. You can get SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, NPACs, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. The Memory Dealers offers all kinds of customized solutions, including private labeling and more. It's your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs at memorydealers.com. And then don't forget HostGator. When you need to get web work done, you need to get a web server put up online, you need to get a site up, whether it's for business or personal use or blogging, go to HostGator.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, you get your first month free. That's HostGator.freetalklive.com. And HostGator helps us provide the archives, the year's worth of archives we have for free for you on our website. Thanks to HostGator.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to go to your calls. Mark, there's more to this story, obviously.
We've got people
that want to talk here, so we're going to get to them. So what I'm telling you, Mark, is that where did this come from so our listeners can go and get it on their own?
JohannHarry.com.
How do you spell Johann?
JohannHarry.com.
Johann Harry, it sounds like, .com.
I don't know, man.
So yeah, you can go there. You can get the rest of this story. But it's backing up everything we've ever said on this show about why so-called terrorism occurs. It's because the United States federal government is killing people and meddling in other people's business around the world. Plain and simple. Let's go to your thoughts, your calls about what you want, starting with Mike in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, can you hear me?
You bet, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I listen to you guys now for about 3 months. Every time I come home from work, I hook my droid up and listen to you over the internet and everything.
Great.
And I really did appreciate you guys early on. I really did. And now I'm a little disappointed.
Okay.
Oh,
why? I have to tell you. I feel in myself, because I think a lot, I listen to a lot of programs, I listen to Rush Limbaugh and Savage and Neil Bortz, and I listen to NPR, and I listen to you guys, and here's what I find. In every single circle out there, there's extremists, you know, true believers, if you will. The Limbaughs and the Savages are the Republicans, yay, Democrats, bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you listen to Democrat friends of mine, it's Democrats, yes, Republicans, bad,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's all these extreme points of view. And with you guys, I feel like the more I listen to you, it is, and I know that you may not agree with this, but it seems this way. And I can come up with several scenarios that you've mentioned on the radio, reason why I have these viewpoints. You guys are almost as close to anarchism as I think that you can come. And maybe true individual freedom can only come from the idea of anarchism. The problem is that I'm a history buff, and what I see through history is that people suck, okay? The powerful and the people that desire power, that have that craving inside of them, they have the idea that they're going to gain power and suppress the other people and take their power away to gain that power. And they do it again and again, from kingdoms to monarchies to dictatorships, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you see the same thing in the marketplace. Now, I'm actually a business owner, okay? And I don't like paying a lot of taxes, I can promise you, because it makes business tough. However, I understand that no regulation in the marketplace will allow companies. We already have regulations, and we see what's happened with the Enrons and, you know, all these different companies cooking the books and everything else. And it's all hook and crook, whatever you got to do to make a profit. And so without any regulation, when you have anarchy, what ends up happening is the people that have no sensibilities towards their fellow man.
You recall them politicians.
The part you're
not
missing
just
is...
Not just politicians now.
This Mike, the part you're missing is... there's an important part that you're missing, and I'm going to have to ask my board up to turn your call down because there's some talk back while we're talking. It's a kind of a weird echo thing. The part you're missing is you're jumping to a conclusion. You're believing that there would be no regulation in anarchy. Now, I don't like the term anarchy. I think it connotates that. It connotates the idea of no rules.
Well, if people suck, why would you want politicians that suck to rule over people?
And why would you want power to be centralized? Because then the worst people gravitate to those places of power.
All of that is good. All true points. And the truth is, in the free marketplace, which is what I advocate, I don't advocate anarchy. I advocate the marketplace and private property where people can set rules.
And I just advocate moving towards it.
In the marketplace, people will be regulated by the marketplace, by voluntary associations of individuals coming together for the common purpose of helping keep people safe and helping improve products and helping improve customer service. We see it today in many different areas that don't have anything to do with government regulation, such as Underwriters Laboratories and ETL, these professional companies that test other companies' products to make sure they're safe, to make sure they're of good quality, various different industry groups that have standards like ServSafe, for restaurants and other organizations that test and retest and come up with new standards and stricter standards and better standards over time. These are not the government's the creations. These are the creations of the marketplace. Those people that are in search of a profit but understand that they can't get that profit if they don't satisfy their customers. The only time that rule breaks, is when there's a government monopoly around, standing around, offering business owners a bonus if they'll just allow the government to come in and, you know, regulate their trade. Oh, let's come in and create some regulations for your business. It'll be good for the consumers. It's a lie. The government regulations protect the powerful. Mm-hmm. The government regulations protect those big corporations.
And wouldn't you rather be voting with your checkbook as to what product or service or company you want to support than voting for some phony politician that's going to do just the opposite when he gets in office?
Mike, I'll bring you back here quickly, but we got some other people that want to comment, so go ahead.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you're here. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Let me just make a comment real fast on that. There's a couple points in history, okay? Now, one of them was, what was the major guy that had a copper mine out west? It was one of the Rockefellers or something like that. And real quick, okay, so he went to back east and he told all these people, hey, look, I got this copper mine out here. Now, this is absolutely true story. I saw it on the History Channel. And he said, you guys come out here, I'm going to provide you with housing, I'm going to provide you with a fair wage, and you're going to work in my copper mine. So all these people move out, 150-some people. They get out there, and they have houses that have holes in them. Now, we're talking about the Midwest where the 30 below zero, right? They have rancid meat. There's no grocery stores because you're talking the 1900s, and they have to pay everything. And then the company pays them half of what they agreed to pay them. Now, these people go on strike because they're like, we can't survive. We can't eat, right? Well, so the Pinkertons, this is where the first armored car come from. This big corporate conglomerate hired the Pinkertons. They built a armored car ran a T model Ford, and they went around and with a Gatling gun shot up the camp where these people were staying. Now the National Guard shows up. Now the people are like, oh, hallelujah, the governor has sent in the National Guard to rescue us from this company. And the National Guard starts setting up Gatling guns above the hill. The people come running out of the tent site that they had, because the houses they couldn't even live in, so they had tents. They run up the National Guard, and they're like, thank you guys so much for coming out here. And the National Guard opens up on them.
Yeah, that's it. That proves my point. I agree with you, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you that the government is working hand-in-hand with those corporations.
Call back if you want to discuss these issues some more. We got more people to get to.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about it further on another night when we're not running out of time here. Let's talk to Andrew in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Andrew, Michigan, going once. Andrew, going twice. Oh, sorry, he's gone. Adam in Canada. Adam, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, folks, a few weeks or months ago, you had a guy who said, if you can think of one medicinal use for heroin, I will be damned or something. And, you know, there is a medicinal use for it. It's used in place of morphine in England. It's actually safer when the right people are making it, companies that have standards to follow. And there are some bad things about Underwriters Laboratory, by the way. They were caught firing their own employees who questioned their claims about 9/11. But, you know, that's all because the government made them do it, blah, blah, blah. We can get past that. The thing about the heroin is it's actually safer. It's diamorphine. It's safer than morphine when it's produced to the same standard. And the problem with the Taliban's product is they're leaving all the dead bugs in it. They're leaving everything else in the soil in it. They're just hacking it down and wrapping it up and sending it out. And the problem is you get all these dead bugs in your veins. And, I mean, it's awful what the quality of the product is. And it's the infections that often kill people or the fact that it's brewed wrong. That never happens with morphine. I mean, well, it does, but that stuff usually doesn't make it to North America, sadly. Mm-hmm. They'll have some psychopaths in control of those people, those companies. It goes elsewhere. But the thing is, that really leads you to a funny question. These people who are scratching and saying, there are bugs under my skin, they're right.
Well,
I love that.
Well, that's cute.
That's kind of weird.
Not,
I don't know where
alive,
that goes.
But I get what you're saying, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.